abandon poisonous food. So always check the certification at the restaurants you go to. So what does it mean? Here, poisonous food refers to virtuous actions that are mixed with self-grasping and self-cherishing. So this means mixed with the ignorance of self-grasping and the ignorance of self-cherishing, which are two sides of one coin, ignorance. This commitment warns us to avoid contaminating virtuous actions with these minds. Since beginningless time, our mind has been constantly under the influence of self-grasping and self-cherishing, even during sleep, and so all our actions have been contaminated. Every practice we do is polluted by these two poisonous attitudes. So this is horrible. This is, again, Buddhist kindness. So say, say we're abandoning our anger, which is a wonderful thing to do, and we need to do it. But if we're strongly thinking, I, and we're relating to an I that's independent of the mind perceiving I, an I that's truly there, existing in and of itself, separate from the mind thinking I am abandoning my anger. I. We've just poisoned that virtue of abandoning anger with strong self-grasping ignorance. So Buddha's encouraging us. So this is, again, those of you of more familiarity with Dharma, you need to think, we always need to conjoin all our virtues with remembering that all the things we normally see do not exist there, separate from the mind perceiving them. It's like as though we're engaging in virtue in a dream. So if we keep this mind that not grasping so strongly at ourself that's engaging in the virtue and the objects of the virtue, etc., etc., then we're abandoning poisonous food. From a spiritual point of view, therefore, we are like people who eat poisonous food, quite unaware of the harm it is causing. So the harm it's causing is that self-grasping and self-cherishing ignorance, if we engage in virtue that's polluted by this ignorance, even our virtue causes us to take impure life. Impure human life, for example, it causes impure life. If we remember the true nature of things, our virtuous actions bring about pure life, life beyond suffering. We should understand that mixing virtuous actions with contaminated attitudes, believing that ourself, others, and all the things we normally see actually exist in the way that we see them, is like eating delicious food laced with poison. So what do? When we come to this commitment, we think, I must learn to recognize my self-grasping and self-cherishing and abandon them. That's enough at this stage. Just to think, I don't want to take poisonous food. I want my virtue to be conjoined with the wisdom that sees things the way they really are, which is mere name. Mere name, inseparable from emptiness.